How's everybody doing tonight?
Well, how about yourself?
There's no complaints over here. I'm smoking cigars. Lighting cigars, drinking some whiskey.
Sounds like the life.
Yeah, it's the best way to be. Well, welcome back. It's been a while, everybody.
Life we haven't been banned yet, so.
This is true. We haven't been completely cut off. I looked at our viewership this week, Monday, and people have been downloading a bunch of our old ones.
Oh, coming on up, buddy.
And we haven't even done anything.
Maybe they thought it was one of those missing links kind of thing, you know. Realized how good it was and then started downloading everything.
Better late than never.
Well, this is
better
first
late
third.
To the party.
Yeah, this is First Third Productions. Yet again in the back in the dungeon, hanging out at CT Cigars. Got the same three hooligans, Stephen, Laramie, DeMario. And we are sipping on an Irishman.
That whiskey. Didn't sound good.
That didn't sound right.
Yeah.
As I could hear it in my ears, I was like, we are drinking.
Yes.
An Irishman's whiskey.
I'm still a little shaking.
Keep waiting for him to walk through the door and kick your ass.
Yeah. Stop drinking my whiskey.
It sounds like that's what should happen in this process, which might be a bad idea.
We are drinking the Irishman.
The Irishman.
What is it? Founders Reserve. Small batch Irish whiskey. Damn, if they could put the 40% alcohol. It's hard to read.
Yeah, I think they intentionally do that.
They actually have Braille on some of them now.
Oh, yeah.
On the labels.
That's
pretty cool.
Okay.
So at least you can. It's for the hardcore people.
Yeah.
So what do we know about this guy that we're smoking on? Because I really don't know much.
Well, we're smoking a cigar from Warped. Kyle Gillis. His family series. And this is called the Peace Unique. Very limited run. Production. Let's see. How many we didn't get that many boxes.
Did we get
three? Maybe four?
Yeah.
Beautiful cigar. I would have to say Nicaraguan, probably.
Might be a little bit of Nicaraguan and Dominican.
I wonder if it's rolled tight into bronze.
I think you're right on that.
That would definitely account for a lot of the beautiful wrap. But no,
this is probably what, a 54x6?
Yeah. Maybe 52. Not a 50. Too small. Gorgeous cigar. Gorgeous presentation. Gorgeous box.
Yeah, it is.
We figured we'd do Warp tonight because they will actually be at Smokelahoma this year.
Which is coming up.
Yeah, it'd be a first time to have Warp there, wouldn't it? Or is that before my time?
If so, it was the very first year.
Okay.
And then after that, they didn't come back.
Okay.
Because I think we skipped a year, then moved, and then something happened.
Okay.
And then they weren't able to make it to the next one. Kyle wasn't the owner, so.
Okay.
I think something happened where he couldn't make the next one. He had a prior commitment, so.
Gotcha.
But they all make really good cigars. Would you say that this is Todd's favorite cigar, line of cigars? Or just Todd really?
Todd really likes Warped stuff.
Yes.
I mean, we've had them as long as I can remember. I think when their first trade show, Todd picked them up. We've had them ever since. So that'd be about 10 years.
Mm.
Yeah. Because the first year they came out with the El Oso stuff, those three blends. The El Oso, the La Colmena, and Don Ronaldo. Those were the first three that came out.
Yeah, man, I'd love to smoke every one of those.
Yeah. It's a rough life.
I don't think there's too many people that don't mind smoking those. So.
I've been impressed with this Gillis family lately. These blends, they have just been really outstanding. It's a great presentation, great burn, draw. Like,
well, this new one's coming out. I thought we were going to have it this week, but maybe it'll be in early next week. I think it's called the Absoluto.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
two sizes.
I remember seeing that on Half.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. And it's got a Corona Gorda. Two sizes, Corona Gorda and Toro.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a good one.
Surprised I had got a call from Rusty, be like, when y'all getting it?
No, Rusty be like, hey, Mario, can you put a couple of these back for me? They should be there Friday afternoon, about 2:35, according to my sources.
That sounds about right.
Oh, poor Rusty.
So we've had a lot of changes since our last podcast. When was it? Prior to Toro?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's ever since Toro, it's been a rush to try to get all that stuff done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was glad we got it out of the way. A lot of us learning the ropes of that system. It's probably good we did a little hiatus.
Yeah.
Now we can get back to the more important things in life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're busy as soon as we got Toro.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
That was the end of the year, man.
October, just nonstop.
It's our big sales that we have. We've got a Prometheus, and with all that extra stuff that we have in there.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It's been pretty crazy.
Yep. I have to agree with you.
But a good kind of crazy. At least the inventory went better.
Yeah, for everybody that had to come in and count.
Yeah.
We're really good for them, right?
Yeah. Man.
But no, it's a learning curve, learning a new point of sale system. I mean, everybody had to play their part, kind of just grind through it. But I think overall it's going to be a game changer for us.
I mean, technically already is.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we get to send a text message out to let everybody know. When there's something good out, I got a Smokelahoma coming up or event going on.
Yeah,
it should be really nice.
I agree.
Among other things, I mean, ringing people up is easier.
Yeah, everybody bitches about the login, but
yep,
you know, got to be something.
Yeah,
can't just
not to mention
everything can't be easy, right?
Not to mention the rewards program we got going along with it.
I have a love-hate relationship with that damn thing.
I think everybody does.
Like, goddamn, we're just giving away money. But, I mean, it is rewarding the people that do come and shop with us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the idea, but...
It's supposed to benefit the customer, so...
Yeah.
Let's keep it benefiting the customer.
Yeah.
And they come back and always spend a little bit more.
Yeah,
there's been several times where I've been like, you are like $2.50 away from getting to the $50 mark.
Yeah, or using
the actual coupon. And then they'll go pick like another $15, $16 cigar.
So it's in a way you can upsell.
Or you got certain customers, you know, you're $5 off and buy two boxes.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to buy those anyway.
Yeah. You twisted my arm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Fight Night went good. We didn't really talk about Fight Night. Fight Night went really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. The way we did it with our point of sale worked great too.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple. So I have to remember how I did it so we can do your smoke Oklahoma that way.
Man.
That'll be interesting.
It's always going to be interesting. New technology makes everything interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, we always say it's supposed to make things easier, but, well, in the long run it might.
Yeah.
So, but there's always hiccups along the way.
do like your comment about the Austrian rug, faded Austrian rug look.
Can't let it go.
Persian. Faded Persian rug.
It does give you that feel.
You just almost don't want to touch it. You know, yeah. Don't walk on it now. It's so frail, you might crack it. I mean, the guy only used 6-point font. Go get my reading glasses just to see it.
Yeah.
It was easier to see it on the actual wrapper than it is to see it on
it
the
looked bigger on the computer screen.
Yeah.
when you're zoomed in on it, it makes everything easier.
Yeah, yeah. Magnify 200%. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Magnify. Well, it is Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper. Filler is Nicaraguan Dominican. And binder is Nicaraguan. Yeah. Interesting combination.
Yeah. He's been dropping some good stuff lately. Yeah, he's almost on the same level with Andre from Viaje,
right. Mm-hmm.
Where he just drops something every so often, but then when it's out, it's done, and then moves mm-hmm. to the next one. I mean, he does have some regular production items, but his limited stuff is usually pretty fire.
Yes. This is definitely not a dud.
Mm-mm. It's like that Saunter amplified.
Yes. And that was one of my favorite cigars.
Still last year?
Yeah. Yeah, I might have smoked up about a half a box of
Well,
so much so we had to buy more, right?
Yep.
Okay, just checking. We might have to do a little top five from last year.
Oh, that'd be good. Off the top of your head? That'd be interesting.
We might have to do something.
So. Yeah, it was definitely a lot of good stuff last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
The new Winston Churchill that Davidoff came out.
Damn Davidoff War. You just had to.
I had to say it.
That's the first one that jumped to my head. Year of the Snake wasn't bad. Come on now.
Which one? No, Davidoff. Year
of the Snake. Well, of course. Who else would it be? Davidoff. Okay.
No. You might have went Placencia.
Placencia
was still good.
Yeah. It was even better.
Even better.
Yeah. I think I actually came to that conclusion after I'd smoked both of them.
Yeah.
I was like, no, the Placencia still did a better job.
Yeah.
We didn't get to talk about last year. Yeah, hell, that Grand Bottle number 7 was fire.
Ooh, still fire.
Yeah.
I think that'll be at Smoke Oklahoma this year.
That's going to be a good buy.
That will be. We'll have to try to definitely get more people behind that Grand Reserva 2010 Cameroon wrap that they got, which will both be there.
That's
Corona and 660.
Yeah, it's not going to be hard to get people.
You wouldn't think so, but it just doesn't seem like it sells as well as the other reds. But maybe we'd try to move it around on the humidor, put it up on a shelf or something, give it a little bit more presentation, show it off a little bit more.
Well, now since we got those new lights in there, you can actually really see it.
Oh, we have lights in there.
Yeah.
I'd have to look at that.
Yeah, that's another big change. That was a dramatic change. Ooh.
Yeah.
I now no longer have to go hunt for everybody's stuff. You should be able to see
it. So you can see it.
I agree.
Yeah, that gave us a totally different feel in there.
Well, I'm going to have to say it. I don't think the Irishman goes with this guy.
Just say you want to drink something else. It's okay.
I want to drink something. Well, I don't want to drink something else. I'm good with drinking what I have.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't pair very well with this guy. But I don't think we were thinking about that when we picked the cigar. But
probably not. But this is also, I mean, I have not smoked but maybe two of these. The first one when they came in, which is fantastic, and this one. So to say that I can pair it right off the bat with a whiskey that we've never even drank before,
Yeah, it's kind of a crapshoot. Had one of y'all had this before?
No, neither. None of us have.
Nope.
I've had the. I bought one of those when I came back.
Yeah, no,
you brought
saying,
one.
Yeah, I'm just saying that blend.
But this new. So it ain't bad.
Once it starts to get worse pairings.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible. It doesn't make me want to throw out in the cigar or the whiskey, which wouldn't happen either way, I'm pretty sure.
We'll have to reserve our judgment till the final end because the cigar changes so much that by the time we're done with it, it might be like, God damn, what were we thinking 30 minutes ago? Redact that last comment about not going well with the
to be determined.
Yes.
We'll go with that.
Overall, though, it's good flavor, great construction.
I'm getting so much natural sweetness at this first third, and the spices, this is like incredible.
I've been trying to put my finger on the spice. It's like a...
It's definitely got black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Scorched earth?
Scorched earth.
Maybe.
So you just want to go to bacon fat drippers and water vinegar right next.
Yes.
What is natural sweetness anyway?
Well, the sweetness that's coming off this aged tobacco that's in here, that's what I mean about the natural sweetness. But no, it's not like a generic sweetness.
Generic sweetness?
Yeah.
It's not like sugar cube sweetness?
No.
Okay.
Or it's not infused sweetness.
Or anything like that. So,
so like kind of like sugar cane?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to go that kind of sweet. I'm almost thinking, I'm not going to say infused sweetness, but just like over.
Oh, it's nice. Yeah.
The box that it comes in is beautiful. It's like a light turquoise. Sorry, went off the left field. I was looking
when this box gets empty, we basically just put the box back for you. That's what you're saying.
You know, I'm not going to say no, but.
It's just got enough hints of very, very mild citrus that helps kind of like a watered down lemon juice or not lemonade that's watered down, but you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So that's not that overly potent.
Not overly potent. Like not sour, not cringing lemon, but just enough citrus, almost like off the zest.
I can see that,
but it, like you said, it's paired with that natural sweetness, or I would almost say natural sugars that's in the tobacco itself.
It's a better way to say it.
So our big buy-ins from last year that have been paying dividends has been Viaje and Prometheus, God of Fire.
Yes, yeah.
You had a big part to play in that, DeMario?
Actually, I think we all had. That was kind of more of a team thing.
Team effort, but still. I mean, you kind of really were pushing for it. You said we had the clientele that sell that kind of cigar. Basically, God of Fire, Prometheus lineup, so.
Yeah. I still think Viaje sold better than, I mean, dollar wise. I think we made more with Prometheus.
Oh yeah, because they cost more.
They cost a lot. I mean,
and we're going to get more of it in. Then you know,
yeah, we would have had more sales and revenue from Viaje had, you know, somebody not taken a box for themselves. We're going to name names.
We will remain nameless.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, that Guajira might have been the best cigar I smoked last year.
It's definitely up there.
But I only got to smoke one of them.
No, you got to smoke two.
I did get two, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I did put one of the two. two pair back.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to have another one.
Every once in a while. It's one of those ones.
Never know.
In about 5 years, you know, he'll forget about it.
No, he ain't going to forget about that. There's certain cigar seasons it's not going to forget about.
Full Moon, which I never smoke because it's too big or engage.
Yeah, that was funny. And we pushed to get those.
I tried.
Yeah.
Didn't have an enemy, I guess. Mm-mm.
And he's not going to smoke them.
No.
What else was good? Oh, shout out to the Night Commander. That was, that was up there.
You know that Highclere Castle Centager or Centager?
Yes.
I can't pronounce this.
Yes.
This year's was way better than last year's. I don't know if it just had time to develop. They were able to.
I think they tweaked
it. Sit on it a little bit longer. You know, because that first one was. It seemed like they were like had a date and hey, we're going to put it out this date and we have to do it. Yeah. And it just wasn't ready because it wasn't as good.
No.
You're talking about the ones with the colorful bands on them.
No, that's one's got the it's like purple, black, and gold.
It's got the little sarcophagus costume.
Yeah. You still ain't smoke one of those, have you?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, you need to take that ride, buddy.
Okay.
Worth it.
Okay.
Did you smoke the first ones?
I want to say yes, but
we didn't have a lot of those.
No. I think the first one
we had like two boxes.
Yeah.
We might have got what? Got three this time.
Yeah. I mean, the first time we got two boxes. I think Omar took a box.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, a shout out. I'll give a shout out to somebody that put out a good cigar this year. And that was the Macanudo Emissary.
Oh
yeah.
You know, a lot of us talk trash about Macanudos. You know, they go back before even I was smoking cigars. And that's a long time. But we're talking about back when they were made in Jamaica. Then they went to Dominican. And then everybody's always kind of jokes about their cafes just being plain Jane, smoking air, light. Some guys love that, and that's what they like. That's the Emissary came out.
Yeah.
That changed everything.
It definitely did not hurt their profile.
Not at all.
I think the way I sell it the best is I don't smoke Macanudo at all except this one. Flavor profile, strength, color. The box, everything about it's beautiful.
That's definitely been one of my favorite Magnum smoke. The Flint Nose, those were good.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Those. Yeah, they're back in the
day. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a really good one.
Yeah. Every edition of those was good.
Yeah.
Not just you know one's good, two's not as good, three's good. They were all good.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Did we talk about the? We might have did a podcast on the Aladino Cameroon Reserva.
No, because we didn't have enough of those to.
Oh yeah, okay.
We had talked about
that. Oh, okay. We talked about talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that makes sense.
Those were really good.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cameroon Puro.
Yeah. First of its kind.
As far as I know, anybody else has done.
Yeah. I mean, they did some other fire, you know, that Sumatra Maduro.
About to say that. It's like the other one I did, the Sumatra. That was really good. The Fuminocha's good.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, if you put the Aladino name on it, it's going
to
be good.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to. I was really racking my brain. I was like, there's nothing from them that I've smoked that has been. That I said I wouldn't smoke again.
My Lost Calaveras 10th.
It was good.
It was good.
10th anniversary was good.
I need to go and get that out before you bring up anything else.
No, they dropped that was good. They dropped that Mil Diaz Maduro,
yeah,
which was
that was fire.
Oh,
which everybody wants more of that.
Belgian Blue.
Belgian Blue. That was really good.
Man. right up my alley. Strong, yeah. Flavorful.
Yeah.
Good luck finding it though.
I know a guy.
I know a guy.
Just had to do it, didn't you?
You damn right I did.
You damn right I did it.
Yeah, Badge, I talked about me. I had to buy something from
him. You go to the show this year, you can let it all out when you see guys at Crown Heads. Yeah. Just please have your phone on record. I just want to hear the conversation. I don't have to see it. I just want to hear it.
Depending on how many cocktails I have, it might be on the news.
I think Todd would stop you if anything bad happened.
I just want my 16 blend back, damn it. Or the 14. Oh, yeah, 14, 15, 16. Shit, 17s and 18s, too.
Just something.
Yeah.
Just wanted to have more body.
Yeah.
That's my real only complaint.
The body wasn't as bad. It's just they're not strong.
They're not strong.
And strength.
I remember when the 16th birthday was one of the strongest cigars we had in the humidor at the time, besides smoking certain Espinosas and Padrones and everything else. Like, they were just so rich.
I'm going to have a shout out to Rockies on those emeralds and golds he's putting out. Those are good.
And they are.
Yep.
Stronger, yeah. Fuller flavor, fuller body.
Mm, yep.
And they selling good. Mm-hmm.
We're pretty much out of them. Are we getting any?
We're out. The emeralds? We ordered for Smokelahoma some of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so quick. This is probably the weirdest way to order. I mean, we're basically ordering everything for our big show that we put on before it ever gets here. And then DeMario and Todd are going to PCA 2 weeks before our show to order everything else for people that's not coming to the show. So it's going to be a fiasco when you get back.
Yeah.
All the way to Smokelahoma.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a madhouse.
2 week period. We're going to be getting stuff in, prepping Smokelahoma.
Yeah. Nonstop, buddy.
Nonstop. Might have to buy a case of something to drink. Just get through it. Keep the coffee hot.
Yeah.
Just do good old Irish coffees.
Don't take more than that.
Little shot of Jameson, a little bit of Kahlua.
Now you're talking about a
little bit of pinion fudge.
Yeah, man.
Mm.
All right, that's good. That last drink I just had sweetened up, and it's money.
I'm getting a little bit of creaminess in it.
The cigar, the alcohol.
I don't think I've ever had creaminess in alcohol unless I was drinking Kahlua, but.
Oh, okay.
Kahlua wouldn't be bad in it.
Hey. White Russian. It's creamy.
That's not a bad idea.
Don't get us man ideas.
We're about to open up a whole little small mini refrigerator back there.
Hey.
Shit's going down. I'd be like, why do I always see you going back there with your coffee cup? Mind your business.
Mind your business.
that good old adage of life, don't ask questions that you really don't want the answer to.
Todd, I'm just making half and half.
Yeah.
Half coffee, half whiskey. I didn't say I was using half and half. I said half and I'm making a half and half.
Sounds good to me.
It's all about the wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of anything else that's come out. Drawing a blank.
I tell you what's going to sell out at Smokelahoma is going to be the Christoph TA Ace. That new.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Perfecto. That'll probably sell out. I guarantee you. The Espinosa Chicaca, mm-hmm. and the Chef Birthday 57 will be gone. Just mm-hmm. no question.
I won't argue with that. Mm-hmm. I was surprised. So I went back and smoked this Chicago.
It's amazing.
And I was like, all right, that's not the same when I smoked it the first time. That's completely different.
It got better, didn't it?
It did. As they say, fresh cigars.
Sometimes they say sitting acclimate to the humidor, man. You know, just all that travel and everything. So,
we didn't tell you last week when we brought those cigars in off the truck.
Oh my God, they were
on Thursday. We got them out. I literally squeezed one. It was hard as a rock. I was like, this son of a bitch is frozen.
Yeah.
It's frozen, solid. I was like, yeah, we can't even put these on the shelf.
My hands were frozen just from grabbing the boxes, buddy.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was ice crystals on the box.
Yeah.
Well, it was cold enough, so.
Yeah. What?
And then this
4 degrees?
Yeah. Then this week, we're up in the 70s.
Yeah.
60s, 70s. Leap to Oklahoma.
Yeah. People wonder why allergies are bad here. Why are you guys so sick?
What was the cigar that was frozen?
Whatever came in. Yeah, Gurkhas came in. Grand Habanos came in. A couple other ones. It didn't matter what it was. They were cold. Yeah. So.
Oh, shout out to Platinum Nova getting ready to be at Smoke Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
That'll be good.
I think that's kind of an understatement. I think it's going to be better than good. I mean, but they already doing the shop and just get some fresh blood up there and have them warped back in. I mean, it's going to get people.
I just want to shout out to Lenora, the owner of Nova Cigars. A woman in the industry. I mean, there's very few of them.
Mm-hmm.
We went down a list a couple days ago of all of them that were in the business. There's a lot of ladies in there that are, you know, the daughters of well-known, you know, founders of cigar companies, mm-hmm. like Lizette, or Lizette from EPC. I can't think of her name. The daughter of Don Pepin takes a very big role in my father's cigars. The two sisters for Casada, obviously their dad, Emmanuel, Casada, but I mean, Leo actually is the owner and started it, so that's like amazing. And I can't wait for you guys to actually meet her. Well, you get to see her at the show.
I was gonna say that,
when you guys meet her, she is wonderful and loves to talk. But I bet nobody leaves Smoke Oklahoma without a Nova cigar in their hand.
Hey,
it's gonna happen.
I seen what we got. Yeah, it's going to be fire. So I seen what we got for it, so it's going to be fire.
So did we get the My Father's thing figured out, too?
Oh, yeah.
Finally got an order placed?
Oh, yeah. We had one placed. It was in limbo, waiting for the financial talks. Figure itself out.
Some point we'll talk about that stuff, but I don't think that's meant for this podcast.
Especially not while I smoke this good ass cigar, so.
No. This is definitely what you sit down and enjoy.
Yeah, what's the price tag on this one? 40?
Yeah.
40 and some change.
Yeah. I can see why.
Funny thing is I guess is Warp doesn't really release a whole lot of information other than wrapper, binder, filler.
If that.
I mean, that's really about all I've ever seen on their website or from anyone else that's ever talked about it.
Yeah.
I say, like Lemon said, that actually kind of reminds me of VIA because they actually do the exact same thing too. Like, you're not going to get too much info about their blends.
Goddamn Hagenorsa. Shout out to them. They got that new Flex sampler. We'll have it Smoke Oklahoma showcasing that and showing it off. Event only.
Yes.
You want to get your hands on one of those. And those two Lonsdales.
Yeah. I like the little flying pig size they got in there.
Mmm. Yeah, I didn't even open it. Did you open one? Okay.
Did you smoke them?
Hey, these going to be a little bit short.
Man.
Take them over the team.
I got to know how to sell it when I get there. I was going to say, what else did Aganorsa have released last year?
Connecticut came out last year. The
Anniversario
Connecticut. Yes. Or Anniversary Connecticut. Two sizes.
That was really good.
Yeah. The validation line's picking up some steam, so that's good.
Yeah, when our cousins came back today, it was like, y'all got any more boxes of the Maduro? Like,
not at that price, but yeah. I mean, you won't.
Yeah. That's just so funny. You move things around and you put it in people's hands. And at the time, we didn't have the light needed.
No,
so
the
light really couldn't see it. So
it's almost like adding two more shelves to our humidor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we had them the whole time, but you just couldn't see it.
Didn't a rare leaf Maduro come out last year, or was that the year before?
That's a couple of years ago.
That was a couple of years ago? Okay.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else from Aganorsa that they've... Well, they probably have.
Well, let's see. They're going to come out with their 25th anniversary cigar this year, which I think we got a couple boxes of that coming.
I'm taking an ale.
Yeah. And is it that big Perfecto or double Perfecto?
Yes.
Supreme Leaf?
Supreme Leaf.
We'll drop this year sometime. We're going to try to have some of those at Smoke Oklahoma, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
They're going to go so quick, it would be ridiculous.
So.
Ooh. Little Gomez from LFD. We can talk about it here. We just don't talk about it at the show.
I allow it. Man, I hadn't seen some of those in the shops since I first started. That was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry bought the last of the, what was it, the number sixes that we had. Yeah. Years ago, they were good. Can't believe we didn't get this much LFD in.
Now try it. How'd you add the whole thing? I guarantee you can change your mind.
DeMario.
Yep. Don't mind if I do.
And if you're going to twist my arm, I guess I will.
He's going to lose past you the bottle.
Yeah.
I'll let you decide your own pour.
Thank you, sir.
It did sweeten up. Damn it, man. I should have just had it straight.
So anyway, he reneged on this comment earlier.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did.
Strike that comment from the record.
I don't mind saying I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's good. You know, a cigar that we got in, and me and you both thought it was very limited production. We were not going to get any more. Was that hot cake fresh out of the oven from HVC? So we like squirreled a couple singles away for ourselves because when we sold the last box, Lo and behold, they released more and it's a regular production item.
Talking about a little short.
They came out with two sizes to begin with, like a Robusto
and the Torpedo
Bellicoso.
Yeah.
And they came out with a Super Belly or Super Torpedo, and that big, what do they call it, Corona Gigante.
Yeah.
What the hell they were thinking? That's a weird name. It's like a Churchill.
Yeah.
Just call it what it is, for God's sake.
There's interest.
Yeah, because it is what a research. It's a what? 50 by 7 and...
54 by 7.
Is it 54?
Maybe it's 52. Okay. Something in there. I wrote it down, actually, because we can do that now.
Yeah.
Put the dimensions of the cigar in there. Into Toro. Lo and behold. What else do we got?
I'm still trying to think. There's not much else. I mean, there's another one that we're smoking a little bit later, but.
Yep, we're going to let that one be a surprise.
That'll be a surprise conversation.
We've talked about that numerous times on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not this particular podcast, but in the days of your podcast.
That's going to sell out at Smokelahoma.
Oh yeah. Every box we bring is going to sell.
Yep. I think we're going to sell out this year too. Every ticket.
I think that's kind of, yeah, I think we damn near going to probably sell out almost every box we get.
Yeah.
I mean, last year we barely had anything to bring back.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
And the storm scared a bunch of people away, too. So
that is very true.
That is true.
I forgot we had a lot of people who didn't show up for that.
Yep. They wanted their bag, though. That little bag of, what, 20, what, is it 23 cigars?
That's 26 in that one.
26.
26 cigars?
In the original bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because they got our bags.
Yeah.
Not one of us got a bag last year.
I had to hear so much of that from them. Like, where's my bag? I'm like, buddy, look. Get done those kids. Like, no, you got a bag, brother. I'm not finna lie to you. Like, we didn't get a bag.
You know what? I got you a bag. Hold on one second. Walk around the heat door and grab everything that doesn't sell.
Here you go, buddy.
Speaking of that, we really ain't got nothing in the humidor that don't sell.
Not now.
Shut up.
Okay.
I said not really.
Not.
Yeah. Thunder? There's Thunder something. I can't remember what that was.
That was a bad name. You could have put any other name on the cigar and it probably would have sold better than that. Yacht Rock. It probably sold better.
It just don't just stay away from Unicorn Tears. Space Ranger. We did have a nice event last year with La Aurora.
And it sold out because of our new Toro system.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to have more of those this year.
Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to need to invest in a PA for back here for people, like at least a microphone and a speaker.
Yeah.
We got the microphone.
We just need a little bit more oomph.
Just make them sit up there with the loudspeaker.
We got the
bullhorn.
We got the microphone stands.
Yep.
All we need is a PA microphone or an amp. Just because he was very soft spoken.
Yeah.
Very soft. You could barely hear what he was saying. Just plus, when you have, filters going or air purifiers, it's a little bit louder. So, but all things we can remedy.
You think we'll be able to talk Nova into doing one?
Maybe.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Yeah, we're talking about almost doing a dinner with them.
Yeah, we still weren't we? One event at a time.
Yeah, we gotta knock out this beast first.
It is a beast.
But it's worth it.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, that's going to be a long month for me. Yeah. Yeah. PCA, then, 2 weeks later, Smokelahoma, Yeah, I'm going to need you to bring me some of that coffee you got in Ireland.
Coffee and speed and a cigar. Ready to go, buddy.
Did you all try the bottle rocket yet?
Actually, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, it's kind of, I give him 100% thumbs up on the presentation.
Presentation
cool
is great.
As shit. And price point is perfect. Anybody could smoke it. It's just one of those classic brands. It's just try it. It's $7. What do you got to lose for $7? And it's a good little smoke.
Their gimmicks worked pretty well. The dad bod they did last year, right before Father's Day.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, wasn't the greatest smoke, but Bottle Rocket was better. Bottle Rocket was decent.
Yeah. You know, they came out with those two General Cigars. Came out with those two Hoyas.
Mm-hmm.
The Rosado and the Oscuro.
Yeah.
Both those are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we ran out of those so quick, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, the wholesale guys are loving it. Price point's right. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes that's all it takes. Cigar under $10.
Yeah.
Getting harder and harder to come by.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, price increases out the ass coming this way.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Forge and the El Rey de Mono Shade.
Mm-hmm. Doing good.
What's that? $6-$7. It's been killing it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What's that big one that La Gloria came out with?
That Hogleg Legacy something.
Yeah,
that legendary.
That's a lot of smoke, buddy.
Yeah, that's a big cigar.
I ain't got it in me.
Yeah. They should have a new one coming out here soon.
Maybe. I'm not sure what they're coming out with. I know Room 101's got a few things coming down the pipe. I know one of them's supposed to be at Smokeholm. Maybe his 15th anniversary?
Yeah. 15th?
15th?
16th? 15th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're usually always good. Yeah, last year. Yeah, this one's gonna be the 15th because
mm-hmm.
the 14th had the red band on, I believe.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind him doing another Namakubi.
Ecuadorian
man. Oh yeah, shout out to you giving me that like probably about a month or two ago. I just smoked that the other day too.
Which one?
I think it was Ecuadorian 09 Namakubi. No, it was Ecuadorian Namakubi. One had
black and red.
Yeah.
You just now smoked that?
Yeah. Man, I had a little mouth pain and everything. So
I remember. I remember. Yeah. getting that fixed next week, right?
Yes.
Good.
Shit, that'd be ready to jump off a bridge.
Make sure you're high enough.
I was talking one look at him and I was like, yeah.
Say today.
Yeah. My reps was like, he's just going ape shit. I keep getting all these stupid calls. I'm just going to jump out the second story window. I was like, you need to go higher. You don't want to break something, become paralyzed, then you're suffering and miserable for the rest of your life. You want to make sure if you're going to do it, do the job right.
Yeah.
At least fourth floor, fifth floor.
Six stories minimum.
Yeah,
just come
and
on.
You got a nosedive at that point.
Yes.
Make sure there's not a pool underneath you. Don't accidentally just hit the water.
Yeah, I don't know. Which, what was that? Lethal Weapon 2 when they went out the window? Yeah.
Yep. How'd you know there was a pool there? Anything different to you guys? We're about halfway through it.
Oh, yeah.
Spices.
I think that citrus came out a little bit more, too.
It did. Mm-hmm.
The spice died down.
Mm-hmm.
Citrus came up.
Bread grains kind of out there. Got that wheat.
Yeah.
Is in there. Lemon poppy seed. that was kind of that little bit of bready notes, that citrus with the sweetness of a lemon poppy seed cake, you know, where it's not overly, you know, lemony, but pairs well. That's kind of that was that kind of like collaboration I was thinking of. Mm-hmm.
Lemon poppy seed pound cake.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, came in name RE's.
Took you back, huh?
It did, just a touch. Used to have to fight for that.
Yeah.
Any of the pound cakes. They had two different ones, but yeah.
You pounded the guy next to you to get his slice. Pound cake.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't put it like that, but yeah.
Do what you gotta do, buddy.
Yeah. You need
it's war.
I heard it.
It's just like kind of like being in prison.
I don't know, but
yeah.
I'm sure it's something
it's
like that.
It's close to that. You're just doing what you need to do to survive.
Yeah. Give me your goddamn pound cake. Nobody gets hurt.
Were there any cigars coming out this year that you're all looking forward to?
I'm going to have to pull one of your numbers.
Davidoff Chef Edition?
Yep.
Leave my Chef Edition out.
Technically, I have smoked more than you on those. Yes.
I think I'm kind of looking forward to the new Upper End Placencia Connecticut Broadleaf. But they said that's going to be dropping probably at the trade show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be looking forward to getting my hands on Crux Passports.
Yeah. Agonorsa.
Yeah.
Version. Yeah. I want that. Might get fired behind it, but I will.
Yeah, we had a conversation about what would get you fired around here. I don't think that's going to be it.
No. Nah. Since Crowd has did good, I'm looking forward to my lost qualifiers this year.
Every year,
buddy.
I will say, this the special edition one that they had.
Yeah, the 10th. That 10th, it better have been.
It was good.
That was tasty.
If it wouldn't, I would probably have just been like, I can't go to the trade show. But it's like, turn out right.
Todd, I need, when you go to Crown Heads, you need to send me somewhere else.
Man.
You deal with Crown Heads, I'll take care of two other orders,
yeah,
please.
Yeah. Just do the thing.
Let that man get out the building, buddy, because it's going to be a problem.
So what did you guys think of the 2025 Cigar of the Year?
It's a classic from them now.
I mean, might as well just give it to him now, right?
Yeah.
That new EPC Endure. I mean, might as well give it to him now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can come out with a $19-$20 Mirafel Cameroon.
Don't forget at least three of them is going to be a Cuban.
Yep. But no, that'll be number one or two.
I'll tell you, it's really good, though.
It's going to age good.
Yeah.
They'll put it up there just because it's a smoke that anybody can enjoy. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the next cigar on our podcast, which is night and day better.
100%.
Apples and oranges?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of looking forward to trying Sokka's Solita Red, which we should be getting next week. I mean, it's very limited.
About that.
We're going to have to, like, put limited two per person on it. Maybe one.
Well, I was going
to
say maybe one.
Maybe go to one.
Or in order to buy this one, you have to buy three others from the Sokka lineup.
It might not be a bad idea, something like that. They ain't going to last long. We only got two boxes.
Oh, that's a limited one, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a limited one.
So...
I know we said it last year, but I'm done with these $100 cigars. Oh, the Dubai. I started thinking about all the $100.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, which one?
We got some duty-free ones, and then we got the actual Dubai.
Yeah. We're going to have to go out on a limb to say we did smoke the 2017 in the black.
Yeah.
$150.
It was tasty.
Worth every penny.
Tell me that.
Worth every penny. Yeah.
Give it to me at cost.
Oh, that KKP Never Back Down. That was a delicious little son of a bitch.
Yeah, it was.
Which we needed to maybe put some stuff out because we got more coming in.
Well, that ain't going to be no issue.
No.
Because we haven't had the best weather.
Be ready for that.
Hmm?
Quite a few members be ready for us to put out some stuff right now, so that wouldn't be no issue.
No. Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised, even though it's been out probably a couple of years, that Leaf, 10th.
Yeah.
Not the 10th.
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
11-count box or 10-count box, whatever it was. That's a good smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting to smoke it. I haven't smoked that one yet.
What you waiting on?
You ain't doing your job.
Okay. Haven't been up here enough. That's my fault.
Sounds like personal problem. Yeah, you need to get them rookie numbers up.
Oh, man. The joys of being back in school.
Oh, yeah, you ain't got nowhere to smoke up there yet. Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Hell, you don't. I just get one of those shower curtains like they had written the first Karate Kid. You know, goes to the shower curtain, smoking in it, walk around campus.
This man's a different level business. Kind of smoker.
You're smoking in there. You ain't got. You can't say I am. You can't peek behind my curtain. I identify as a shower.
I just wasted a $5 puff missing with you.
It's my own personal space.
Man.
Go away.
Oh, God.
I'm going to find a way to use it.
It's just steam. What are you talking about? Sir, get off campus.
You'd be like, can you put me in the right direction?
Don't judge me.
This is a judgment-free space back here, brother.
Absolutely. Did you smoke the Padron?
Actually, I didn't. I bought a couple, but I bought for my pops.
I know.
So, but no. I don't even think he smoked them.
I don't know anybody smoked one. Kyler, maybe.
I don't see. I haven't. I really hadn't really seen Kyle so much. There, really asked him what he smoked.
They sell.
Yeah,
but I just hadn't heard anything about it.
I mean, it was kind of almost like the same way until we smoked one of the Davidoff Year of the Snakes. Yeah. We sold Boss upon Boss. It did not want nobody smoke one.
Nobody smoking it. I was like, I'm saving these. Why? That's one thing I'll never understand about this business. Or our customers, just disguised, they're in cigars, come in here, never have smoked it, could be strong as hell, and they only smoke, really light stuff. They'll buy a box of that just because they, man, it's good. You smoke it? No. You think you'll like it? Maybe. If it ain't any good, if it's not ready, if it's not even in your wheelhouse, why?
Yeah, that's kind of really some of our newer customers. Like some of our regular members that we know, they trust us when we tell them about something. Because usually we have already smoked it.
No, I'm not talking about stuff that we've smoked.
Okay,
or we
okay. You just talking about
it. I'm not talking about like the, that Davidoff year, the snake.
Yeah.
Nobody smoked. Yeah. They buying boxes of that shit.
What did we? We were down to like three boxes by the time I had smoked the one I had bought. I was like, okay.
Not box worthy.
It's good, but it's not.
Yeah.
Not a Placencia. I wish we got. But.
Yeah.
Wish in one hand, shit in the other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but we're going to stop carrying the Salamone of the Omofuego lineup, aren't we?
I'm a Fuerte.
I'm a Fuerte.
Well, to bring the two new ones in,
yeah. I mean,
it didn't really move a whole lot. But
it was the slowest of all of them. We did some calculations on it. Nothing. I mean, you could get it. Still have brought. You can still order it, but and as soon as you try to put something out and move on and try to expand the lines and expand the whole brand, somebody's automatically going to want that shit and bitch about not. Why aren't you hearing it anymore? You didn't buy it when it was here. We had three or four boxes back here. Four boxes for 3 months.
Yeah.
But it's weird that
this
the
is like somebody put it on a order, they want some of those.
And yeah, just
never
bought them before.
Just rubs you a certain way.
Yeah.
Why are you getting rid of it? You never bought it anyway. Shut up.
I'd rather put it in somebody else's hands anyway.
Yeah. As they say, certain cigars some people shouldn't smoke.
I agree. They shouldn't. Then you have some dumbasses that they'll just smoke anything, and we tell them straight up, that's too strong for you. You ain't gonna like it. Not to name names. We ain't gonna name the name. How many times does that happen?
Too many in the count.
Yeah.
Way too many in the count. That man has nothing better to do with himself, though.
No.
Too many times.
I'm just not going to buy anything just because somebody else is doing it, man. You know, I take recommendations and all that, but I know what I like.
Yeah. We know, and we know what you like.
Yes.
Based on what you bought and haven't came back and complained about.
Whatever you do, you mean, good sir.
But the Hemdor story is so funny.
A week.
Man. And we knew it.
Hey, we called it. Before that ever happened, we called it.
I would have did it. Yeah, buddy, you know it's bad when you like, I don't even want the money.
Yeah.
No, just take it. Go. I like the new presentation of the Diamond Crown boxes.
Yes.
Make you want to go smoke one again,
don't it? Their 20th anniversary. Yes. It's beautiful. I like them taking it from 15 count to 20 count.
Mm-hmm.
I think the presentation looks good. They revamped the wrapper, or the bands.
Yeah.
Revamped the boxes. Yeah, it looks classy. It looks clean.
The crazy thing, they were already selling, but now we're even selling more just because of that.
Yeah, just because they have a better shelf presence.
Yeah.
So
it's the lighting.
That's part of
that. It worked too.
When I first saw it, I looked at it and I was like, do I need to smoke that again?
No. Yeah, that was funny. You was like, is this new? Like,
did they revamp the blend? Did it do anything? No, that's new packaging. That's all.
Yeah, that's all they did.
Damn good job.
Clean.
Yeah.
Classy.
Yeah.
You can never go wrong with good Diamond Crown, though, especially the Maduros.
To our five listeners, if you are a fan of Jake Wyatt cigars, and you like the Corona of any of their blends, you want to buy them now because they are going away to be replaced with the Corona Gorda.
I did not know that. Learn something new every day. It's
a public service announcement.
Yeah.
Public.
Message.
Message. Yes. Message. Just thought I'd slip that in there.
Yeah.
Because we only have like two boxes left. A box and a half.
Half. Yeah.
So. Shout out to that damn. That cigar is badass. That Jake Wyatt. Icarus.
Yeah.
And a Corona Gorda.
Oh, yeah.
Whew.
Yes.
Fire.
100%.
Fire. I get smoked Robusto. I still haven't smoked. Maybe I'll smoke that in the morning when I get to work. It's like the Toro. It's going to be good. Yeah. So. So, are you looking forward to the new Liga, Mario? Connecticut Broad.
Yeah, I am.
The new what?
Liga Privada, yeah. Connecticut, Jade. He just looks like he's mad at me.
Yeah.
Like, don't you read the news? It's been all over.
Yeah.
I looked at half. Well, I didn't see anything on it. I might have missed it.
Maybe we shouldn't be talking about this.
Yeah. Well, you already spilled the beans, so. I'm going to have to smoke it. But there's so many other ones from Liga that I just love smoking. Feral Pig. UF-13.
UF-4. Oh,
UF-4. Yeah. The L-40. I still haven't smoked one of them
yet. You never have?
Bought a couple at the...
We may have a box of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. We didn't take them first in Oklahoma, did we?
No. Way up there.
Okay, good. Good, good.
Yeah.
Smashy.
Fantastic.
Learn something.
Yeah, I used to have quite a few, but
Kinetic?
Somebody got me. No.
How'd you get those?
I thought it was those who smoked together stay together.
No. We might get some.
No. Those who smoked together once.
Well, so I got keys for all my humidors.
It's all right. It's better than all your Cubans going missing.
Yeah. It's all the same, buddy.
I wish Kyle would get up here and get his ass in gear with those damn labels. I've been itching for one of those fucking Partagas Maduros.
He smoked
two boxes on his trip.
I didn't even get what I was supposed to get. So I don't know what he think he's talking about. I helped him reband the stuff.
Yeah,
we just did that not too long ago.
Yeah, where's mine? I just one.
I get that. He smoked way more than you think he did. Of just those.
Just.
Yeah.
Damn it, man.
Yeah.
Last time I tell you guys anything good about a Cuban.
He acting like when he was over there, when he seen it, he could have gave me a call.
Either one of us.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah. I wasn't really thinking it'd be any good. It's just something I hadn't smoked a Maduro from them in a while. Lo and behold, it's good.
Excuses. Excuses. He didn't think it was going to be any good, but he bought it. When has he ever bought something he didn't think it was going to be good? That don't even know
together. I was waiting for you to say it.
That's like me and Todd going together. It doesn't work.
The minute he looked at it, he knew it was going to be
good.
He's like, crap Cuban. Whoa. Hello, you. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
I have not seen you before. I shall smoke you.
Yeah, I'm going to try to. He's supposed to go back. I'm going to try to take a L.
Just tell me what lock of the in. I'll take the L.
That's the thing. When he probably going to smoke him up again. Like
I don't even need the goddamn band.
I don't either.
Just keep it the fucking cigar.
Yeah.
Just bring it back unbanded. I don't care.
Yeah. He did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A whole bag.
I saw the bag. I was like,
why did you even take him off?
Why he didn't put them in different bags? I'm still trying to figure this out.
I was just about to say that very same thing.
Now, I had to act over there like I knew what the hell I was doing and stuff.
So that might have been the best cigar I smoked last year.
Take that, bitch.
Smoked one. It's damn good, though.
Yeah, it was.
I'm really trying to narrow down the one that I liked from last year. That isn't a Davidoff. Or a Plasencia.
Clock's ticking.
Yeah.
I know. I can't think of one. But it's also because I didn't really think, give it much thought.
Slacking on your job.
I know. How are you supposed to recommend good shit to people that's new?
That's by customer. Unless they just ask. Because I'm always going to tell them, Night Commander. That was really good.
You can't take mine, damn it.
I know. I can't take yours. But that's the one that stands out to me the most.
Until you take that L.
There's always the drum. 95th. That's a
big L.
Thank you, sir, by the way.
It's okay. I took my one L last year, too. It's not even really an L. It's not a big L. It's kind of a lowercase.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't.
Uh-uh.
We don't need to talk about that.
Don't need to talk about that one.
Well, I mean, we can.
Because Viaje had a lot of really good stuff. That Furiosa was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Didn't take an L on those. We had a few singles.
We smoked quite a few of those.
There was one box of VI we took the big L for.
Mm-hmm.
They never even made the shelf. They ain't going to make the shelf either.
People don't deserve certain things.
No. That should be some sort of
I don't even know if
engraving above.
I don't even know if he even smoked one of those.
No, he doesn't need to know about
those.
Yeah,
I know. It's okay.
That needs to be a mantra above the humidor walk-in door.
Well,
just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah. Very true.
Listen to your people at the smoke shop. They know what you like to smoke.
Yeah, I took those hatchets. They they gonna be sit back and marinate for about 10 years.
And I didn't even get to smoke none of the new ones.
Yeah, you did. I gave you one because I kept one back for you when they came in.
Yeah, thank you. I still don't think I smoked it.
It's like that goddamn Namakubi.
I smoke it. No, I need a time in the right set to smoke that.
Okay.
I didn't want to smoke that while I was working.
That's fair.
Matter of fact, you gave it to him while we were moving a shit ton of freight. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wasn't doing that.
No. No, they dropped some good stuff. I'm glad we got them back.
Shout out to that holiday blend.
Oh, yeah.
What holiday blend? The one's gone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like the vampire dust?
Gone.
Yeah. We should have had more, but how the hell he figured out about that damn cigar still baffles me.
I don't want to get into it because I'm going to say something on here I would regret.
Yeah.
Could get me fired. Probably won't, but.
Yeah
that. There's certain things that happened with that cigar that you were part of it. Vampire Dust.
Yeah.
Where he tried to do the less shit.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to do it again.
Yeah.
With the guys on a different day.
Yep.
he just caught me on the wrong day working with him, and I was in pain.
He knew better, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
How much is boxes? Do you see a sticker, box sticker, on the box? No.
No. I'm going back. We had just told him like 3 days earlier.
That's what literally. That's what DeMario told me.
Yeah. Literally like 3 days later. 3 days before that, we had.
It's okay. Me and DeMario told him over the course of 30 minutes, both of us, twice, that an ashtray wasn't for sale.
That is very true. That is very true.
Twice, I told him. Twice, yeah. DeMario told him.
Yeah.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not sure he retains information very well.
I don't think he hears what he wants to hear, and that's why he runs into so many problems. Because there have been many of times where we have said, no.
No.
You can't use, I told him this. I was like, you cannot use regular lighter fluid in the DuPonts.
For him?
For him, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You got to go out and buy the high stuff, buddy.
Absolutely.
Well, we're final this one down.
It mellowed out real nice.
To the wind column.
Yeah.
Okay.
That breadiness came out. Creamy. Pairs really well with the Irish bread. I must keep saying it because hopefully you hear that.
Because in the first 5 minutes, you was full of shit.
Alrighty.
Well, we're going to wrap this up, finish up this cigar.
And this drink.
What drink?
Again.
Well,
thank you. Blue was thirsty.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.